Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Gimel of Maseret Pesachim. The topics we learned about include: why, after stating the general rule Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shehu MiMindagan Harei Zeiv BePesach, does the Mishnah find it necessary to list specific examples? Two suggestions as to the Tana who holds that eating Taruvah's Chametz and Chametz Noiksha is Asim Midaraisa, who would be the author of our Mishnah. A significant portion of the Daf is dedicated to analyzing the source of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that Taruvah's Chametz is a loisase midairaisa. The Daf concludes with an analysis of the Rabbanu who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and hold that Taruvah's Chametz is not asa midairaisa. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's Daf include Chametz Naiksha. Is defective Chametz, such as when a dough had begun but not completed the fermentation process. Seir is the stage of the fermentation process when, according to Remeir, the surface of the dough has turned white but not yet developed cracks and is considered chametz neiksha. Before this stage, it's not chametz at all. Hishva hakasav isha le'ish l'chal einshin shabater teaches that women are treated the same as men with regard to the punishments of lavan in the Torah. Kol sheyeshnu mebal teichel chametz, yeshnu ba'achilas matzah. Anybody who is not allowed to eat chametz is obligated to eat matzah. This is the reason that women have to eat matzah, even though it is a mitzvah saseh shezman gerama, a time-bound positive commandment from which they are generally patur.